This KGOU Oklahoma in-depth report is made possible by financial contributions from listeners. Pledge today.
Congressman Mukes is a self-described enthusiastic coin collector. His hobby started back when he was just 9 years old.
My preferred type of collecting is what commonly, I guess, would be referred to as a typeset. Coins from different denominations, from different images, different periods of time in United States history. So that's how I became familiar with the old half dime. The original 5 cent piece was a part of a typeset.
The half dime is lighter and smaller in size than today's coins. It was one of the original coins used in the United States. It was introduced in 1792 after the coinage system went into effect. In 1873, Congress revamped the system and replaced the half dime with the nickel. Now Lucas wants half dimes back. He says they would require less metal and fewer dollars to produce.
My bill would make the new 5 cent piece, the original 5 cent piece, so to speak, out of the same material we make out of dimes, and that is cost effective at the present time.
The U.S. Mint produces coins in Philadelphia and Denver. This is the sound of coins traveling off a press and pouring onto a conveyor belt, then into a heavy-duty bag. The mint produced more than $480 million worth of nickels for circulation this past year. Lucas says it costs almost 10 cents to make and ship each one, which costs taxpayers almost $60 million each year.
The bottom line remains, if it costs us a dime now to make a nickel, then how long do we stay on this present course? Do we wait till a nickel costs 20 cents before we address the issue?
Lucas just introduced the bill in the House in September and began talking to his colleagues about his proposal. So far, he has no co-sponsors.
I honestly don't think it's a great idea.
Julian Liedman owns Bonanza Coins, a coin dealership in Silver Spring, Maryland.
I've been buying and selling coins now for 43 years, and I've been involved as a collector for over 50 years.
Liedman says half dimes would be unpopular. He says people wouldn't use them because they are too small.
I mean, I don't think it's a very commercially viable idea to adopt a smaller size half dime. They could get rid of the half dollar. They could get rid of the dollar bill. I mean, these are things that they could do. I mean, for them to be talking about making a half dime now when they actually could be getting rid of dollar bills and using dollar coins, that makes a lot more sense to me.
Lucas says he's open to talking about other currency options, but is pushing for his proposal first. He expects to hear from the vending industry because companies may have to make adjustments to their machines. Lucas is hopeful he'll secure a congressional hearing on his bill next year. If his legislation is successful, the half dime would be in production in 2010. For KGOU and Capital News Connection, I'm Sarah Shimako in Washington.